You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Podcast.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience Review.
What a bizarre thing we've created.
Now with your host, Adam Thorne.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one
two,
of all time.
One, go. Enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the JRE Review. Thanks for tuning in. Joined, as always, my co-companion podcaster, George. How you doing, bud?
George Gentan, just put my name, please, under the podcast in the description. George Gentan,
you got
my
it,
website.
Brother. I'll add it. I'll add that. No problem.
Thanks bro. Because I earned it.
You what?
I earned it. This is the third show that we're doing together. Or
that's true. You earned it, man. I'll put you on there.
The fourth.
I'll put you on there. All right, we got some good podcasts this week. Big one. Elon Musk was on for the second time. Fantastic. Definitely my favorite podcast of the week. Just super interesting, and there's so much going on in the world right now. It's really interesting to get his kind of opinion and feedback on it all. And then we also have Tony Hinchcliffe one. There were a couple of others, but we're going to focus on those two today. And let's get started with Elon Musk, 1470. Elon did not smoke weed this time. Maybe he got in too much trouble last time and decided not to. But
I'm going to do it for him now.
Okay, you do it now. He just had a kid, and he named his kid some weird name with like an XAE something 12. I don't know. I don't know how to say it either. Kind of sounds like he didn't know how to pronounce his kid's name.
After the rocket.
Named after like a spaceship or something? Yeah. You're talking about?
Yeah, after the rocket. So when is going to be his son or daughter?
I don't know. What do you have? Sounds like a boy's name.
We don't know the gender. Whatever.
I think it was a boy. I think it was a boy. Anyway.
X-34.
What do you think about weird names like that? I mean, that's a bit out there. I mean, he's an eccentric guy, but that's a very odd thing to do.
It's Hollywood. That's what Hollywood people do.
It's Hollywood. All right. Yeah. That makes sense.
I named my daughter Lana. So why did I choose Lana? It's something, it's got to be Hollywood. You know, it sounds, it's not like, what's a regular girl name? Like most used.
Susie.
Yeah, something. I choose something like more, like too pretentious. Say.
Oh, you did that on purpose?
Probably, in my mind. I was all right. 20, yeah. So he did the same thing, I guess, with technology. Like, he has SpaceX, and he said, my son is going to be X-39.
It's almost like he's making his kid a robot. That's like a robot's name.
You predict the future of your son, to be merged with technology in the future and have androids the cell size in their blood.
Maybe he expects his son to have all the robotics put on him. He's going to gear him up.
Did you see Joe keep asking him questions about, hey, when do you think this is going to happen? Like, what do you think we're going to have full control on a human brain? When we can access the internet directly with our brain? He was keep asking him this type of questions. Did you notice?
Well, last time, Elon was alluding to something called, I don't know why I'm sneezing. Something called Neuralink, right?
Yeah.
And Neuralink is some sort of implant that he's talking about that goes in your brain or whatever. And now he's talking more about it. And Neuralink sounded amazing. Like, he's saying the potentials for it, they can cure blindness and deafness and mobility issues, and you just have like some sort of implant, and my God,
bless you. What happened? Did you get corona?
No, I put my air conditioning unit on because it's hot. I think it's dusty in here, so I apologize, everybody. I don't think you sneeze from corona, though. It's regular coughs. That's what you got to watch out for. But yeah, this Neuralink sounds awesome. I mean, if they had a Neuralink, George, right, and they were like, get this in your brain, and you can see in the dark, and like you can think twice as fast, would you get that?
I would definitely.
That sounds great, right?
But it has to be safe. It has to pass the FDA. Now, did I was speaking with you or another friend where we were telling each other that I'm not going to get this vaccine, the corona vaccine, when they come out with it, because it's just untested. Trump pushed it on the market, and now it could be too dangerous. And I'm going to let everyone around me get it, and I'm going to be the only one not getting the vaccine.
Well, that's kind of anti-vaxxer mentality, though. That's not like community supportive.
Well, I just want to make the Neuralink point. I wouldn't get Neuralink.
I got you.
Yeah, implanted in my brain if it's not passed by the freaking administration of the medical thing.
Oh, the FDA?
Yes.
100%. I'm not saying you need to be the first guy, but let's say that people have used it, it's been tested, it's working, and, you know, it's like, I'm just saying it's a big move. Like, you're getting stuff put in your brain. Like computer stuff. I mean, that's crazy. Like, we never had anything like this. To even think this is a thing, it's like everyone's going to get that if it's really badass.
Definitely. Why is it crazy? In 1970.
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
I'm using a mouse right now. 1970, they came up with it. You couldn't even imagine. What do you mean? I have a mouse that I can move like a thing on a screen, and I can move windows, and I can click on things, and I can access, I can start programs and play games and shit. No, this is impossible. And now you're telling me that to me Neuralink is the new mouse. Oh, I can access the internet all at once, like with all my neurons connected to the freaking internet. When I play a game, I'm gonna freaking use my entire brain capacity. Oh no, it's just a mouse.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think eventually people will just see it as a normal thing. They won't even think twice. But it's still odd. It's still unusual. It's like a change. It's an adjustment for sure. I mean, we've never done anything like this before. And to think about that becoming normal is kind of peculiar. You know, like if I have kids now in the future, I have to think about probably in their lifetime, they're going to, you know, they're going to be half robot by the time they die.
Think about how they were saying that the phone is another limbic system. Elon was mentioning that. And it is like that, that if the iPhone that I'm talking with you right now is just a tool, and if I make it small enough to just implant it in my veins, to just inject it in my blood, so the phone would be traveling in my system, or I'll just implant it directly into my brain somewhere, you know, because it's so small. But in the same time, it's got all the devices on it, the GPS, the altimeter, the whatever the hell, recording devices, whatever the hell, it has everything on it. But it's in my brain. So it's not, it's so small that it doesn't affect, you know, anything negatively. It passed the FDA, and with this little shit, I can talk to Adam, I can access the internet, I can get a job instantly anywhere in the world, the best job that it fits my personality. My personality is out there, I have a credit, I have a lifestyle, I have a whatever you want to show on your Facebook thing. Page.
Yeah. It would be cool, right? Imagine if it had a recording device, so then we could just, no matter where we are, I just call you with my brain. And then we just record our podcasts, but we just do it anywhere we want. That would be
definitely
pretty sweet.
I'm going to predict this. The friendship that we have now on Facebook, I think we started doing the podcast. We know each other for about a month. And I sent you an invitation on Facebook. You said, I don't want to know this guy on Facebook. And maybe it's better like that. Let's not know each other on Facebook.
I don't even use Facebook.
No, it's better. I tell you. Yeah, I know. I don't use it either. I just post shit on it. So that's why if you're going to see what I post on Facebook, you're going to think I'm crazy. So better not. So that's what I'm saying. In the future, I see these Facebook pages that we have, they're going to become even more personal. It's going to be like, I'm gonna be connected with you. Like when I'm not gonna be connected with you on the internet, I say, oh shit, Adam is on private. What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah.
You know, and then you get to, you come back online, then maybe I connect. You say, yo, what's up, bro? He said, bro, I can't have a little bit of privacy. Now you added me as a Facebook friend. Fucking follow me everywhere.
Do you think that's an issue with this type of thing? Is like we lose our privacies in a way with like all these technologies?
It is not. No, it is not. It's just increased privacy settings. So in the privacy settings on Facebook, you already saw how complicated it is. It's going to become even more complicated. You are going to have more options for specific friends to give them specific privacy things.
I gotcha.
Yeah. And you're going to get even like in Black Mirror at some point. You know, now you can block someone on Facebook and they actually don't have access to your Facebook thing. You know, if that's what you do, and you know, unless they make a Facebook fake Facebook account or they go around it like a hacking thing, you can call it like a mini hacking.
Right.
So yeah, so put that exponentially in the future for my daughter. My daughter, she's 12 now. When she's gonna be 52, I mean, just imagine what kind of computers you're gonna have then.
Oh, it'd be sweet. It's like a PlayStation 10 in your brain.
Yeah. Imagine.
I like the idea. I like the idea that they said that you could record your memories and then play the memory back like you were actually there. To me, that sounds like kind of like time travel, but not really. But
it is. You know? That's what we discussed earlier. Look, this is still podcast related with Elon Musk. Basically, they were talking about the same thing, Joe and Elon. That's one reason that I'm doing this podcast, or I'm putting my picture on Facebook and my stupid... You have an image form. When you're gonna see my Facebook page, you're gonna form yourself an image of myself. Like they were mentioning, after I'm gonna be dead, everything that's gonna be on Facebook is gonna be like my ghost, the Joe Gentile ghost. Like my daughter, she's gonna be looking at all the bullshit that I've done on Facebook. Like when I was happy, when I was angry, when I was stupid, when I was smart, when I did stupid, like where was he? I'm going to give her my Google Maps tracking. Like everywhere I went, every day, I had a GPS on me. It says this GPS was invented in 2007. I can track all this shit, like everywhere, every moment. So she can create a history with the help of the AIs. She will just order some AI agents, build the history of Joe Gentile. And boom, it's going to be Joe Gentile. That's your father, you know, as the best as we can imagine him from the information that we could collect it from the internet, the podcast that we did with Adam and his movies that he's done, personality that he has, and history and track records, court records, everything. Here is your father, you know, in case I die, like a car crashes on me next week. Maybe she's going to build... She can build this in the future. That's how I see it. It's kind of like Ray Kurzweil. You can look him up. He wants to bring his father back. Like, I'm imagining my daughter could bring me. And Joe Rogan was mentioning, oh, man, from all these podcasts that I've done, they can build another Joe Rogan. They can make a podcast with me being, you know, he can do it. He can control, 100 clones on the internet of Joe Rogan's doing podcasts based on AIs.
Oh, for sure.
The future is going to be amazing.
That's crazy. That would be so strange. Like, if after Joe Rogan dies, they just keep the podcast going, but it's an AI that just interviews people. If it sounded exactly the same, and it was, I don't know. I think people would still listen to it. I think they'd be like, all right, why not?
Why not? It's still going to be a fake, but the more information is out there on the internet public about this person, you could basically build an interview between Joe Rogan and Elon Musk at infinite amounts of times.
Yeah. On the internet. Do you think anyone else has more recorded content of speaking freely audio wise than Joe Rogan?
Howard Stern.
Who?
Howard Stern. He.
Oh yeah, he has more hours probably. That's probably true.
4 hours in average, 5 days a week since 1985.
Oh yeah, definitely him then. So there's probably a lot of other people maybe. But still, there's a lot of data for Joe. If somebody wanted to build an AI, I mean, there's thousands of hours, right? It's got to be.
Definitely. He better keep his rights for the likeness and the image. He's a smart guy. He knows how to deal with this stuff. He keeps his rights because his children, this is like an inheritance. His children are going to, you can make podcasts with Joe Rogan. Okay, with Joe Rogan talking, having guests talking only about monkeys. You know how the story, he has like couple of good stories about monkeys when he was on a TV show, and he said, man, this little monkey, she's so strong, she has the arms like steel. Anyway, so then you have Joe Rogan only talking UFOs. Then you have Joe and his daughter and his kids, they're gonna benefit from this podcast, this streaming that's gonna be listened by who knows who, you know, with advertising in it or whatever is in it, crypto or whatever you want to put in it. And they're going to survive. It's a nice inheritance.
That's probably true, yeah. I mean, you can almost build it like the Joe Rogan estate that his family just continue after he's gone with like AI podcast and an AI UFC commentator.
Oh, yeah. And you could do AIs... these UFC guys fighting with Joe Rogan. This is, it's just going to become, dude, like a game. You're thinking it's going to be like a something virtual game. You put this Oculus Quest on your head and you just enter this game. You can spend time with Joe Rogan. I mean, we are fans of Joe Rogan. We would love to go. We can go to Joe Rogan's studio, hang out with him. He's just not the real Joe Rogan. He's a clone of Joe Rogan. And a claw of Brendan Schaub and Hinchcliffe, slim, beautiful Tony. But we're gonna.
we're gonna hang out with them. You, instead of having an Alexa, you could have your own, whoever you want, any celebrity, any person. Just like, that's your AI in your house, just chatting with you.
Do you think that's legal? Because you're gonna be able to build this. You can build now Obama and. You can steal his voice and everything. Do you think you can have like sex with Jenna Jameson and stuff?
Wait, maybe one day they're going to make, they're probably going to make sex bots that are, if they're smart enough, you just make them look like whoever you want. Why not?
Well, maybe
we're probably a long way off that, but it's going to happen. Somebody will do it.
I think you're going to be tracked by some
the
kind
Japanese,
of...
The Japanese will do it first.
Japanese, they love it.
They love it. They love it. What did you think of Elon saying that he's selling all his possessions? That's a bold move.
Yeah.
Why do you think he's doing that?
He's selling Gene Williams' house. He bought that house. I thought it because he's a fan, but no. It was because it was a construction zone because the house was about to be demolished.
Right.
So he wanted privacy. So now he's selling multiple properties because of this issue that he has. He might be moving to Nevada, but you don't know that, and I don't know that. I'm just assuming. Because he has a problem with his factory, and he's building more factories in Nevada, and he had a problem now with opening Tesla. Actually, yesterday... it was a press announcement. Okay, I'm the only one they can arrest. Because he opened the Tesla factory, he called all the workers on the line to start producing things because against the governor of California, whatever his name is.
Are they going to arrest him?
Well, they could. Because he just disobeyed the governor's order. And he reopened the factory.
Wow.
And he also mentioned that he wanted to move the factory to Nevada.
That's right. Yeah, because they won't let him get back to work. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, California's not going to want that because they want Tesla to stay here, I'm sure. So maybe it's just a bit of a play. Maybe he's testing the waters to see if he can build some leverage, you know?
And Trump came on supporting Elon.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
that
crazy.
Funny?
Yeah, the president's like,
I'm telling you, man, that's the power of Joe Rogan. That's the power of Joe Rogan experience.
Well, a lot of people listen to that shit. Mm-hmm. All right, so the I really thought the selling of the possessions thing is like, he's just kind of like, it's a test. He felt like he has a bunch of houses, he owns a bunch of shit, and he's just like, I don't need any of this. I have lots of money, I can just buy it again. Like, let's see what it feels like to get rid of it all. And it's just an interesting little kind of experiment he's running with himself.
But it's not getting rid of anything. Why would you say that? Because you make it look like it's a movie. Like it's a freaking Hinchcliffe, slim, beautiful Tony movie. She was talking about movies a lot. I can't wait for you to get on Hinchcliffe. Dude, this guy has all the money in all the banks everywhere where he goes. His face is known. Everywhere he goes, I would get him in my house if he doesn't have where to sleep. Elon Musk comes in. I say, come on, Elon. Boom. He's got a place to sleep. Are you hungry? Come on, Elon.
I don't think he's saying he's going to like live on the street. He's just like selling all of his properties. I think he's just selling a lot of his stuff. He's just like minimizing, you know, what he has. So it's kind of like less stuff to deal with, maybe.
I mean, it's just like, you're saying, oh, I'm minimizing, I'm getting rid of a couple of my socks.
Yeah. No, I see what you're saying. Well, it'd be interesting to see how that goes. Talking about that factory, though, that he closed.
But you can make me a hero. You can say, oh, look at George, man. He gave his socks, a couple of socks. He doesn't have much, but, or whatever. He's got a lot of socks. But he gave this to the poor. That worked. That's how I see it. Like Elon Musk, he got rid of the houses. Bullshit. So he can buy houses anywhere, anytime. He can buy this whole city, but they're not going to let him. That's the problem. The guy has so much money, you can't count it.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Well, opening up his factory again is a protest, right, against the corona stuff. And he had some interesting things to say about corona. He was saying the mortality rate is much lower than what the World Health Organization is saying, like way, way lower. And he was also getting into, you know, what at first sounded a bit like a conspiracy theory, but turned out later to be more factual. But he's saying that hospitals have an incentive to say that you died of coronavirus, even though you came in maybe with a heart condition or something else. And that's really disturbing to hear that, I think.
It is, and it's true. However, these political decisions were taken to protect the older people and the obese people. There's an extreme amount of obese people in America. There's extreme amount of old people, all voters, that they are voting these elections coming up right now. Very important. And they need to be protected as voters because we know which side they're going to vote. I don't know if you get this, because the Republican Party and Trump is in power right now, and most of the old people, the young people that vote for Obama and vote for Hillary Clinton, and I don't know who's going to vote for Biden, but for whatever, sometimes they don't vote, younger people. So Elon is right, and the guy Trump is right. They're both right.
Yeah. I mean, there's skewy things going on. I mean, it's definitely against the Constitution. You know, it's unconstitutional, a lot of what they're doing with these quarantine rules, for sure. And they put it out like it's public safety, but the Constitution still exists. And the right to assemble is a real thing. the right to protest, and like protesters are getting arrested because they shouldn't be assembling. There's some skewy stuff going on, and I understood where he was coming from when he was like, I don't like this. This isn't cool. I'm like, yeah, I think that makes sense.
I'll give you another hypothetical. Trump could have said, look, the weak and the old, which this virus attacks, I'm going to put these amounts of hundreds of billions just to protect them. And he would hire like a lot of medical workers and a lot of and keep the economy running with the young people. But it's very risky and messy. Like, you don't know. You make all this mess and you still lose the votes. Like this, you just take a decision. You protect the voters. You don't overrun the hospitals with dead people. This disease actually is very bad. Elon, you can say as much as you want that the people are dying. They were already supposed to die. And then they were both laughing. This is not like really like that, bro. They were not really supposed to be dying. If you would have a disease, you're young, you're looking good, but you have something. And this bad virus came on and killed you. That's, I don't have to with who to do a podcast with. That's not fucking funny.
Yeah. No, it's not funny. You shouldn't be laughing at that, for sure. I mean, people dying sucks.
Yeah. You know? Other than that, these two, they're still my age. They're young boys, Elon and Joe. So they don't think like an old guy thinks. An old guy thinks, fuck, I am in power. My hospitals, they're going to be clear. I'm going to keep everybody in the house. All do I have to do is just tell the feds to keep printing money. Run the printers. I don't care. Because the money, think about it. If you have Elon's money, billions of dollars, it doesn't matter. You're not going to access all this money to go and spend it and buy a planet. I don't know what you can buy with that. So you actually still have in a bank $10 million. Because you're not buying anything. You're just moving money around from funds to funds, from company to company, from SpaceX to space underground. So you have nothing. So the guy printing money to run his politics is exactly what he's supposed to be doing. That and Elon loses. He can. Oh, if you don't produce, you don't have. How did he say that? Help me out a little bit.
Wait, what did he say?
He said, "If you don't make things, you don't have things."
Yeah, because basically that.
That's what he said. Well, listen to that, Elon. We use less things in a month. Probably, I use less things. Like, whatever, I don't know, people went for toilet paper, but all the other things, like, you got a piece of meat, okay, this is how much I'm going to eat in a week. And you are more careful with the food, you don't throw food, right? Were you more careful since this corona with your food?
Say that again?
Were you more careful since corona outbreak with your food? Like, to not waste it, to not let it go bad?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. See, so.
That's savings right there. I think people learn how to use less things.
I think that's good. People are cooking from home more. They're spending obviously more time at home, so they adjust. There's probably, you know, better family time that's come out of this. I think that by doing that too, when you eat at home, maybe people are eating healthier. People probably are thinking about their health more. I know I have. You know, being healthy and staying healthy. Those things are very important. And that's a bit of a wake-up call. Maybe that's a useful thing. I mean, because if your population gets healthier, then people get less sick, no matter what outbreak there is. So that's a good thing.
Of course. From his perspective, which I understand it, it's a corporate perspective. Is his production factory where he's making all these cars, this product needs to be ready by a certain date to be sold, and the stock needs to go higher in production, next vehicle, next. For me, it's the same thing when I make a movie. I get all the actors, all the crews together. Nothing matters. As long as they are safe, it's all about consuming the cast and crew energy to the maximum, to the limits, but to still keep them happy and keep them going and pumped up until the project is done, the product is done, you shut down the company, you say thank you to everybody and you send them home. So it's all about production when it's about corporate. Same with his factories. So he doesn't really care about spreading the disease to all people. Some people die, don't worry, just they are replacements. Boom, boom, corporate. Just keep building, keep, you know. So to him, that is a little bit expendable. I can understand this, but from the perspective of a human being and stepping down on the stairs from the corporate level, I would watch myself to be more... with more care for people, more socialist.
Maybe he just is seeing that people aren't getting sick at the rate that they say, that people can safely work together, and, you know, the government's overstepping their bounds. Like, maybe he feels like there isn't a safety concern to that level, and the work can still carry on. 'Cause like he said, if we're not building things, we don't have anything. And that's true. I mean, if you run out of everything, then what the hell? It doesn't matter how many people stayed alive. You're not going to have anything.
Yeah. He was actually mentioning Warren Buffett, the billionaire. He was saying about him that he's boring. This guy is just shuffling annual reports of the companies, their income, cash flow, and just buying stocks. Boring. This is a guy who doesn't make anything. This guy makes money right now on taking advantage of this bad economy, is just making more money because the inflation is going up, so he's going to lose if he doesn't make money. And that's not producing anything. What is Warren Buffett producing right now?
Yeah, I don't even really know what that guy does. Hathaway, he owns the Hathaway thing,
he sells,
right? So
he buys stocks, buy low and sell high. And sell high, and he has so much stocks in the companies. Like, for example, he had so much stock in American airline companies, all of them. Delta Airlines, Southwest Airlines, American, all of them. Alaska Air, all of them. Hawaii. And he decided, because of the coronavirus and the airplane is going to be grounded and empty, he sold all his airline stock. The prices for the airline, 10%. He owned in all the airline. All the stock went down 50% right now because of him and because of what happened and how he made the accounting for them. He lost money. He lost $2 billion in this deal. But I'm just giving you this boring example because Elon said he's boring and this is the boring stuff. He just went there.
That's what he does. All right. Yeah, you're right.
Dude, when I start talking, I can't stop. And with this weed, this is California weed, so you can't stop.
Well, the Elon one was a great podcast. Very interesting. Strong opinions on there, but it like really reflects what we're going through today. And I think it helps people make up their mind of how they want to move forward with this stuff. And, you know, California just announced that they are shutting down again for 3 more months. So... we got a long time to deal with this. It's gonna be something. Let's move on to Tony Hinchcliffe, 1471. You like this one? I know they were talking a lot about movies.
Before we move on, so I don't feel like I wrote for nothing, we can just bypass it. I'm gonna mention a couple of things of Elon, and you tell me if he's anything catchy. He said,
"Go ahead.
What's gonna happen in 20?" Thank you. What's going to happen in 25 years? He was talking about the extensions that you're going to put at the neurons in your brain. Then the artificial intelligence beyond a level possible to understand. You're going to be symbiotic with artificial intelligence. About the COVID pandemic, they're making fun, what pandemic, this and that. They were actually against the closure. He ignores Twitter. That was a good one, I thought. How he is able to look at Twitter from a perspective of a god, not like a person. It's just some guys that if I meet them face to face, they're not going to be so angry. and they're gonna right. say, "Hey, Elon, what's up?" Yeah,
well, they were talking about reading comments, right? And like how yes. the comments were like you shouldn't pay attention to them. That's probably a good move. It's probably too depressing to read your own comments.
Well, you have a lot of fans, so learn from that.
Yeah, I don't
how
read
he,
them.
Quarantine should be a choice. It was basically the young versus the old. He needed to make his company run. That's what I wrote myself in here. Make stuff or no stuff. We have so much stuff. I said, I don't know if that's true. Maybe soon we're going to run out of stuff and it's going to get expensive. So Tylenol, you were saying something that Tylenol kills in conjunction with alcohol. And you can have liver failure. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, Tylenol is really bad for your liver. You should basically not take Tylenol ever, really. It's very, very bad for your liver, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's ibuprofen, right, in Tylenol. So you got to be careful with that drug.
I guess.
Mean, it's a good anti-inflammatory, but you should use it sparingly. Don't use it all the time. You know,
yeah.
People do. People use it all the time. They have habitual pain and inflammation, so they just always have to use it, and it's pretty brutal. I mean, it'll wear you out for sure. It'll wear you out. All right, let's jump on to Tony now. And they talk about the restrictions, but also that they're opening a few things. So now we can go on trails, and I think we can go to the beach, but you can't sit on the beach. You can just kind of walk around on the beach. So they are kind of opening some stuff. The hikes are opening up, which is pretty nice. There's some good hiking around LA and many, many parts of California, so that's good that they're doing that. But I think restaurants and bars, they're still going to be closed to go to. And then they talked about training. You can do some training in martial arts, but only in something called soft martial arts. So like Tai Chi or maybe other martial arts where you don't touch somebody else. You can do those, but no jiu-jitsu, no like full contact stuff. That's still banned, I'm afraid. It's a real shame. I want to get back to jiu-jitsu, man.
Me? Well, I just had that moment, you know, when you were talking about karate and all this stuff. I think Tony Hinchcliffe, the slim and beautiful Tony, he had the same kind of reaction, and he was just letting Joe talk about the karate and about the jiu-jitsu, how he's gonna do this, that, and he was just saying, yeah, yeah. And you know how a podcast can go bad sometimes on portions? It was a great podcast. I love Tony Hinchcliffe. But it was on a portions. You could see there was no connection between them.
Yeah, well, Tony doesn't know shit about martial. Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, he's probably never thrown a punch in his life. He's not really a fighter. So yeah, he just kind of, not zoned out, but he just didn't have a lot to say about it.
Then it was Philip Seymour Hoffman. I discovered that the slim and beautiful Hinchcliffe Tony is a big fan of Philip Seymour Hoffman. And then they were talking about Joe Exotic to be played by Nicolas Cage.
Is that real? I couldn't really be... Like, I'd never heard that. And it sounds amazing. But is that really happening, you think?
It was announced. If I'm a producer and I would say yes to this project anytime. Nicolas Cage is one of the most talented top five actors in America today. So to get to use this guy, and he's perfect age right now, he's older, he can't wait for an opportunity like this. Joe Exotic is real. All Joe Exotic material is on YouTube. The real Joe Exotic person that is now in jail, he filmed himself during the show. He put all his life there. So for an actor like Nicolas Cage, that is a gold mine. And for me as a director to get a project like this, to direct Nicolas Cage in the Joe Exotic movie, that would be, first of all, I would enter a dream. And when I'm finishing shooting this movie and working with Nicolas Cage on a script, on a character, and with all the other characters and with the camera people and everybody, and when I'm going to be done with this, I'm going to be 10 years older. And then you're going to ask me what happened. I said, oh, I was just in a dream. I don't know what the fuck happened. It's all on tape. It's crazy, man. It's a very big project, something like that. It's... Maybe you have a lot of cold blood and you could handle something like that.
What, me directing it? I'd have no idea what I was doing. It'd be a disaster.
Yeah, you have to basically hold that movie set together, man. You have to hold Nicolas Cage agents, production company, let's say Netflix, Amazon, I don't know which one is it, Amazon Prime. All these are people that they're coming from corporations with specific requirements, and you have to make everyone happy. And this is mega produced from the beginning. Like, we would produce this episode of this podcast, we would pre-produce it for 5 months, and every minute is gonna be manufactured. Whomever is gonna listen to this podcast, they're gonna be emerged. You're making 1 hour and a half with Nicolas Cage on Joe Exotic. We already know the story, or we already know what happened. We already seen the documentary. We don't need to see a fictional film. But the film, if it's put by an amazing director like Oliver Stone, or not Martin Scorsese. Okay, Tony Hinchcliffe was talking a lot about Martin Scorsese, which I'm a big fan of Martin Scorsese, but not this Irishman. Some directors are out there, we can go over the list, is no, not the time now, that's going to make this Nicolas Cage, Joe Exotic, Amazon Prime Studios balloon keep you, I don't know if I call it balloon, why the fuck I call it a balloon, I don't know, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Why did you not like The Irishman? Tony really liked it. He said it was great.
Oh, man, you just took me back in time. With Martin Scorsese and it's like Goodfellas when Casino retold with two old guys. I would rather make a comedy with Joe Pesci and De Niro. Something funny. Instead of making this serious movie about them, how they were in a mafia. Bro, this is 2020. You can survive with Martin Scorsese. This is so 1995. I don't know if you can see the difference of the audience here. It's about selling stuff. I don't think this Netflix movie sold. I think it was overrated. And I love Martin Scorsese. Goodfellas and Casino are one of the best movies of all times. But they are for a different era. If I take now movies with the current audience, I can tell you so many movies that they can beat their ass of Martin Scorsese and all his everything he's done, except Taxi Driver, King of Comedy. These movies are just something else. That's why I'm saying he should have gone the other route. He should have told Netflix, look, I'm going to take De Niro and I'm going to shoot something like King of Comedy, something funny with this guy. De Niro is funny. Make a comedy, make people laugh. Like, they were talking Hinchcliffe, and he was mentioning on Brendan Schaub, actually, show was mentioning that Joe watched all the Adam Sandler Netflix movies, comedy movies.
Yeah, Netflix, that's right. He's been watching those.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I say for Scorsese, more comedy than this drama, all that. I didn't know. I couldn't watch that. Did you watch this, Irishman?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched it yet. But it's because of that reason. I'm getting, like, these mixed reviews, and I know it's long as hell, and I'm just like, I can't. There's so much other shit to watch that I just
cut your macaroni, because I'm a filmmaker. I know lines from Goodfellas.
Goodfellas is a great movie.
What do you mean I'm funny? I mean, funny how? I mean, I'm funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. I mean, I have to fucking amuse you.
That's a great scene. That's a really good scene. There's so many good bits in that.
Oh yeah, and from Casino. I mean, that's amazing. I remember the scene. I can't do it. Maybe I'll do it next time. If you have requests, just make a comment on Adam's podcast, please, to all the listeners. If you are here with us, like and put this, just. I want to see 5-star, man. If we're listening here, let's do something. I'll do the in Casino. Remember when that guy came and he spent all the money, he gambled all the money from his family?
Right.
Nikki. Okay, I'm going to do Nikki next time. I'll prepare.
Oh, the next one? Do it.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah, we'll do it next week. We got to wrap up here real soon. I've only got like maybe 10 more minutes left here.
That's what I'm saying.
But what else? What else did you like about Tony's one?
You were talking about food in jail, and there were a bunch of 90-something percent of asymptomatics, all COVID-19 positive, but asymptomatic in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
And they were debating, it was about the food. What was all this about?
Wasn't it a meat packing plant? I thought the meat packing plant showed that they had a bunch of people that had COVID, but it was asymptomatic across the board. And Tony was saying that it seems like that wasn't true. Like, how could they all be asymptomatic? Like, maybe they were told to say that.
Oh, okay. It was a butchery, not jail. Fine. Yeah. I missed that.
Well, I think what they were saying about jail is that not many people are getting it there. And Joe's theory was because all the people in the jail interact all the time with each other, you know, maybe somehow they're keeping their immune system higher, something like that.
Yeah, which I don't know. It's just, and then not that interesting. He eats a lot. He said Tony Hinchcliffe is a skinny guy, but he can eat with Joe Rogan at the table. He are the best eaters.
Ari Shafir can eat the most, they were saying. He can eat anyone under the table, like as much food as anyone can imagine.
That's funny. He loves movies too. I would love to make a movie with Hinchcliffe, Slim and Beautiful Tony. I would love that, but I don't have a budget right now, bro. He's good to play a little guy that he can eat a lot. That he eats everything. He eats so much. And he takes big shits. Right? Yeah.
Awesome. It was, you know, I always liked Tony on there. I really wish that Tony would come on more because I know him and Joe are close friends. And Tony always has an interesting perspective. He's very clever, very witty, obviously. An amazing joke writer, but he's such an oddball in his own right that he always has like a fascinating take on things, I think.
Yeah, he's there in the comedy group. He's good. They were talking about the India strain of COVID-19. That's the first time I've heard about that.
Oh, yeah, different strain, right?
Yeah. They say something we didn't get yet. So when that's going to come on, even if you have the vaccine for this one, that's going to come the Indian COVID-19 passing away.
Oh, Jesus. Who knows? We'll tackle that bridge when we get to it. Maybe that one won't come over here.
Yeah.
It's hard to know. Anyway, that's about my time for today. Thanks, as always.
We're 50 minutes in. It's much more. We have 10 more minutes for sure. You can leave people under an hour.
Yeah, we can. If I don't have time, bro, this is all I got. I have to be done at 4:30. We got 6 minutes.
Can't I ask you about the python story?
The python?
They were talking about the pythons that you're not allowed to sell their skin, but they are eating everything in Florida because they are like a trespassing freaking creature from brought here. He's not native from Florida, the pythons.
Are they not allowed? You can kill the snakes, though.
Look,
right?
Man, I'm going to tell you the truth. You know Joe Rogan likes knives, right? I want to fucking see a video with Joe Rogan killing a fucking python. Like, I want a TV show. Joe Rogan goes and kills pythons in...
Joe Rogan kills pythons? I don't know if we're going to see that show.
Fuck.
I'm pretty... You must be able to hunt them, though, because they're everywhere over there.
Yeah. Maybe someone's going to invite him. Then the monkey stole a baby from the bike. Why was the monkey driving a bicycle?
I don't know, but that video is great. If you haven't seen it, definitely look that up. A monkey is on, like, a... Is it a tiny little motorcycle or a tiny little regular bike?
It's a scooter.
Is he peddling?
It's like... No, it's not bad. I don't know what he's doing. Like, you can't tell. It's a fucking monkey. But it's using the wheels of the vehicle, and he's on the top of the vehicle, and then he grabs a baby. He dumps the vehicle, grabs the baby, starts dragging the baby. And a guy, Indian guy from the top of the stairs, comes out on the back and he said, "No, whoa, 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 stop the monkey, stop the monkey." A woman comes. And finally, monkey drops the baby, then he grabs the baby again, starts dragging the baby. And finally, the baby is released. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's such a crazy video. I would love to know more about what was going on there, for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't.
So, yeah, that's it, man. They were talking about the gun control and some Nazis, and he was telling this kid, Inchcliffe, about the Nazi story. Joe told this story many times.
Yeah, there was a lot of that, too. A lot of these things get repeated. But, yeah, all in all, that's about it for today. What were you saying about people should comment and give us 5 stars? Do that. That'd be great. If you guys like this, do it. That'd be nice. George would appreciate it. Right, George?
Definitely. So I feel encouraged. Even one comment, one like. Hey, man, I listened to you guys to the podcast until the end, and that was great. Keep doing it.
That's
or
awesome.
Something, or stop doing it. But
yeah,
just
right.
5 stars.
No, they probably mostly say stop doing it, but that's all right. Maybe there'd be a good one. 1 out of 5. 1 out of 5 is not bad. Anyway, George, thank you for today. Thank you for joining us, everybody. And that's it. Have a great week. Be safe out there.
Thank you for having me, buddy.
All right, man.
This might either be the worst podcast or the best one of all time.
Okay.
Little nuggets, treasures, valuable pieces of gold in the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and pass them on to you, perhaps expand a little bit. We are not associated with Joe Rogan in any way. Think of us as the Talking Dead to Joe's Walking Dead.